Let that flow of that song just basically drip into the number, because I don't know if it's coming across clear to you guys, but on my end, it's coming in a little broken up. And it's just one of those songs that you really can't not play the whole thing in entirety, because, well, number one, it holds a special part in my heart because it's one of my grand Marlon's song who passed many years ago. One of the guys you always wanted, because you always be sweating like profusely. He would always be like, I swear to God, if you anybody about Marlon, he always had a sweaty shirt, like dripping, like half it was just soaked and half it was dry. And if he saw somebody with no shirt on, he would take that shirt off and try to give it to them.
Not that comment.
But they took it because he was that nice of a guy. And maybe they needed what he did. So I'm interested in a new person, the airwaves. This is the first radio podcast type show, huh?
Sure is.
Okay. Well, you have to talk into the phone sometimes. I don't know how the settings on the system. I'm pretty sure. It'll go anxious. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just. So, as how me and Anthony host our show, Triple F, we talk about you, and we talk about McDonald's because they always with a lot of nonsense of things that don't make sense. Us, and then we talk about friends. So I think we're going to take a little different twist with this kind of show, because I would like to speak more about entrepreneurship and where I'm at with it, because and why I'm where I'm at with it right now, because of my believing in the law of attraction, which is me to you. You can't nod. They can hear a nod, baby.
I'm listening to
you. Oh, okay.
And then yes, I want to let you speak so that I can.
Right. I'm almost done.
Yeah, so go ahead.
So, but what I want you to introduce to the show is, first of all, you took a new job at a traveling place where you went to Nebraska, which we were for 3 months. What is it saying? Your scheduled episode, everybody, is late. We already started it. I don't know what that was about, because we're already live. But so tell me, was it late for you? Because I know what it's like. So in boot camp and in health care, they put you away from your family, but you actually can offer them. Like, you can't talk to them. You actually had the opportunity to talk to your family and check in with them from time to time. But what was your experience as a traveling nurse for the first time, and would you do it again?
Right. So this is what happened.
What happened was.
So I've heard so many things about Nebraska, but I never heard about like how amazing the people were gonna be. All I envisioned was a ton of snow, cold weather, and perhaps being on the sticks somewhere. And it was the complete opposite. However, it is so easy to be discouraged when you first arrive and there's a blizzard. So my first day when I got to Nebraska, I was so scared because I'm in the middle of nowhere and it was dark out there. Or no, actually, like,
10:30. Yeah, it was a little bit
better. Yeah, and all of a sudden, I like, first of all, because the pilot said we were having trouble landing because, you know, much snow. I couldn't see at all. It was covered, completely covered. I was like, oh my God. And like, it was Alaska. So then my recruiter said that, oh no, we only have about 2 inches of snow every year, not much. I mean, New York gets way more than we do. So I'm like thinking, oh my God, she lied to me. That's terrible. I'm going to have to, you know, ditch this agency, whatever. Anyway, so I get out of the airport and there's like a blizzard, a full blown blizzard. And that was the first time I noticed it in Nebraska for the winter. So here I am, a tiny, a Ford Focus. No brakes. Like,
no brakes.
The brakes were great, but not on the snow. Like, you just kept driving even though you hit the brakes. So that was good. So a lot of things discouraged me. I mean, to the point where I just wanted to run back home and cancel my contract. But I know myself and I knew that my purpose So I stuck it out. It was so gloomy there. And, goodness, babe.
I wasn't here, though, either. I was late, but I was here.
Fashionably late. Anyway, so first, super discouraged for going to Nebraska, like when the first week. Not only was I the train.
Yeah, I'm social medializing.
Oh.
I'm listening. We got to multitask when we do this. We got to do 15 things at once. We talk and get. I'm listening to them.
Okay.
Don't worry about me. They're listening to you. That's what's more important.
All right. So, when I just when I thought that I was just going to give up and come back, it got even harder. And, this whole experience just showed me how much I'm willing to put up with, because we had a totally different system in New York, different charting system, different, like for nurses, we are saying it's electronic. So in New York, we use sunrise. Back in Nebraska, well, not all of New York. New York uses Epic, but whatever. My hospital used Sunrise and Nebraska used Epic, so I had to learn the system. That's one. I had to learn their unit, their policies and procedures, and pretty much everything from scratch. I have a strong surgical background, but this was the neuro floor, so we had helpless and that were either like flaccid on one side or slurred speech, high risk falls or confused and high blood pressures, so giving all this stuff every few hours to control blood pressure. And we a little bit of everything, spine surgery. So at first I was a little discouraged, I said, and as time went on, and I learned their system better, I realized, oh my God, and now I make connections, now I do the real nursing stuff. The ratio is only 4-1, guys. So that means you have 4 patients to 1 nurse, and I come from somewhere where it was like 8 patients, sometimes 10. So it was kind of crazy because the hospital where I worked before here in New York had no travel nurses. Whereas in Nebraska, they have travel nurses to fill in whenever they're short. So that's why. The first 2 weeks, it was very, very hard. It blew me away. Because not only did patients have their own nurse, obviously 4 patients to 1 nurse, I had the lead nurse helping me. I had the entire team just always ask me if I needed help. help. And then I have something called a swing nurse. I know it sounds freaky, but a swing nurse. Yeah. A swing nurse takes a shift,
all right.
Yep. She shows up, just helps out wherever it's needed. So say I'm behind on giving meds or whatever. I need help with a patient. She dives in and she's like,